Timor-Leste, L-E-S-T-E. And yes, since 75, well, after there was a void after the Portuguese left, Indonesia came and tried to claim, well, they had the other half of the island, so they tried to claim East Timor as well. And that just turned into a very, very bloody situation and very, very sad. Yeah, about 10% of the population, there's about a million people, roughly, 1.2 million now, living on East Timor. And over the course of that long, drawn-out civil war until 2002, over 100,000 people were killed. So they call it a genocide, and that's 10% of the population that were killed. So everyone knows somebody, certainly has family that was affected by this long-standing civil war. And finally, after a referendum vote in 1999, they with a huge majority, there's another referendum even later on, 2 years later. But finally, the point is they're an independent nation, and the first one of the 21st century, which is quite notable. So yeah, I'll tell you a bit more about the place later, but we're going to get to the music, as I'm just always fascinated with places previously knew very, very little about. So yeah, the people there, a lot of different languages, very diverse people. The official languages are Titum, that's the main one, and Portuguese is, well, after a long history of people speaking Portuguese, that's still a well-spoken language, as well as Indonesian, now trying to make peace and move on with the rest of that huge nation that surrounds them on most sides. And yeah, English-speaking as well, and the major religion, Roman Catholic, quite unique for Southeast Asia. The only other nation with a majority Roman Catholic population is the Philippines. So here you go. That's because of the Spanish history there. So, without further ado, I'll get to the music. But yeah, it took me a while to crack that ice and really find some cool music. Of course, when a place has been through an ongoing civil war for decades, the music industry is the least of the concerns, and that's kind of a trend I found in some developing nations. But nonetheless, some great stuff just suddenly at the last moment appeared. So, well, I found some nice flute music to start. Nothing better than the most quintessential traditional instrument globally is a flute, probably, other than percussions and banging on rocks and stuff. But yeah, gonna start with a little piece on a flute called the kfui. That's KFUI. And then you're gonna hear like the most characteristic sound to me was, sounds like a like Melanesian or Polynesian music there, being very, it's like Western Melanesia in that area. So yeah, less talking, more beautiful music. Here we go, East Timor coming right at you. Enjoy the ride.
Thank you.
man. Holy moly, that guy's a legend. At least legendary output of music. He's got a lot of stuff online. That's Tony Pereira, ladies and gentlemen. And it's hard to tell how far back his career goes, but he's still putting out music. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube of his. So Tony Pereira and the track Terras Tebes. And that, well, sounds like it was recorded live, obviously, with people cheering and clapping. But originally, I guess, recorded on cassette, and that's why it's got such great quality, and the music just drops out every so often. And yeah, so there you go. That's like classic Timorese music, and I know you loved it. Before that, we heard two flautists playing simultaneously. No info on them, except the track's called Coco Terre, from the second largest city in East Timor called Baucau. And yeah, one of them's more of a horn, the other one's a huge long piece of bamboo with, I think, a mouth reed on it. And well, before that, you heard a true classic of that area. It says it's a traditional Indonesian track, but nonetheless, it's really popular in East Timor, and it is called Mai Fali A. E-H at the end, so kind of like Canadianism there, they're probably not aware of, but Mai Fali A. And yeah, that's a classic, like, Melanesian-sounding melody. Yes, West Melanesia, you could call it. And yeah, start off with a little flute called the Kafui. Lovely old woman playing that one. And, well, next you're going to get something that I know you're going to love. This is some rock and roll. And, holy, this is amazing music video that goes along with it. I'm sorry I can't beam the video on you from the radio waves. It's impossible. But the fellow named Domin Buras, and if you want to find this, it's just the, there's no name for the song, just the artist himself. And Domin. Buras, two words. And he's like playing electric guitar in a waterfall. He even goes halfway up in the waterfall. He's crazy like that. This man is out of control, and you're going to hear that in this music with a lot of the music from that part of the world sounds like they somehow ended up with the same synthesizer with the same old sounds and drum machines and stuff, but it's fun. Just go with it. You're going to like it. Domin Buras here, music of Timor Leste on Wandering Rhythms. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca on the interwebs world and interplanetarily wide. So you're actually right in Dili right now, the capital of East Timor. Oh yeah, loving that synthesized goodness. And yeah. The last track is called Geribata Metebian Misa. And the artist, Amacu, A-M-A-C-U, very little, actually no information about that fellow. Probably the vocalist, I'm guessing. And before that, you heard some very sweet, traditional, well, a bow, looks like a bow, as in a bow and arrow, with a string on it, and the fellow is biting down on the bow and hitting the string with a rod and moving his mouth and it's changing the pitch. So once again, it sounds a little something like this. So cool. And there's two of them, actually. One of them is hitting more of a cowbell. So yes, also very little information, but it's called Rama and from a place called Otoro. Oh yeah. And before that, well, the rock and roll, the amazing track, I think the track was called Domin Buras, and the fellow Danny Kay, it seems. So yeah, playing his super amazing electric guitar. I think it's a Les Paul. He looks like Slash, basically, but way cooler, with a cowboy hat and playing in a waterfall, etc. Yes. And well, next you're going to hear some amazing reggae, and this is a group called the Galaxy Band, and it's from, I actually discovered this band in this documentary called Same But Different. And it's a hour-long documentary about the struggles in East Timor leading up to independence in 2002. So yes, Galaxy Band, this is some really good reggae right here. And the track called Taka Matan. Actually, you can call it rock reggae. It's certainly got rock influences. And some of their other tracks are purely rock. So the Galaxy Band right here from East Timor.